There's a certain kind of silence in neighborhoods at 3 a.m.
No dogs barking. No TVs glowing.
Just the occasional creak of a wind-blown fence. The ticking of a kitchen clock. The steady breath of a sleeping house. But in one small neighborhood just north of Detroit, something else moved through the silence.
Not a thief.
Not exactly. He didn't come to steal, he came to fix. One morning, a woman noticed her front door no longer stuck when she closed it. She thought maybe her husband had fixed it.
He hadn't.
Another man came home to find his garage door freshly greased. It moved smoothly, as if it had been waiting years for someone to care. And then, quietly, the question began to spread. Has someone been in my house? Tonight, we tell the story of Carl Reed, a retired locksmith who broke into homes not to take, but to repair. A man who slipped through keyholes and across thresholds with good intentions, and still, somehow, ended up in handcuffs. This is Human Echoes, and I'm your host. Welcome to Episode 1, The Locksmith. Carl Reed lived alone in a small rented house at the edge of town. He was 63, with silver hair, thick glasses, and a soft voice that always made him sound like he was about to apologize. He had no wife, no children, no criminal record. Just a worn-out cat named Murphy and a garage full of tools. Carl had been a locksmith for nearly 40 years. He worked mostly residential jobs, rekeying doors, fixing old locks, replacing squeaky hinges. He liked the quiet work. He liked making things better. But retirement for Carl was not restful.
It was aimless.
Every morning, he got up at 6 a.m., made one cup of black coffee, and read the same newspaper three times.
And then he walked. 4 hours. He watched homes.
Observed little things.
A tilted mailbox.
A sagging porch step. A lock that clicked wrong. And one day, Carl brought a screwdriver with him. He wasn't planning anything.
Not really.
But he saw an old storm door that was hanging off its hinge.
No one was home. He looked around. Waited.
Then he walked up the steps, took out his screwdriver, and fixed it.
He didn't knock.
Didn't leave a note. He just disappeared, like a ghost with good manners. That moment changed something. He began carrying more tools. He started revisiting neighborhoods where he had worked years ago. Neighborhoods where, as it turned out, many locks hadn't been changed. Some of those old keys still worked.
Others didn't.
But Carl had been picking locks for decades.
Quietly. Cleanly. Without a trace.
And he wasn't just fixing doors anymore. He oiled furnace hatches.
Tightened window cranks.
Resecured handrails. He left behind no calling card.
No signature.
No name.
But slowly, people started to talk. A woman found her broken kitchen drawer sliding smoothly. A man noticed the fence gate that used to bang in the wind was suddenly silent. At first, they thought it was a spouse, a neighbor, maybe just memory playing tricks. But the pattern grew. Carl had done this to nearly 30 homes over the course of 2 years.
He avoided cameras. He moved at night.
He never took anything. Never even looked through drawers. He brought his own screws. His own nails. Sometimes he left behind a single wipe-clean fingerprint on a doorknob.
That was it.
Then came the day he was caught.
It was October, 3:12 a.m.
A family had just returned from a trip early. Their flight had been canceled and rescheduled. The father went to check on the thermostat in the hallway.
And there was Carl. Kneeling. Screwdriver in hand.
Fixing the front door strike plate.
He froze.
Said, "I'm sorry, I just noticed it was off. I thought I'd help."
They called the police.
Carl didn't run. Didn't argue. He gave his name, handed over his tools, and quietly sat on the front steps until the officers arrived. In the police report, he was described as cooperative, calm, and slightly confused. He told them everything.
About the keys. The repairs.
The satisfaction of making things right again. One officer asked him, "Do you understand why people might be upset?"
Carl nodded slowly.
"Yes," he said. "I do.
But I didn't mean to scare anyone. I wanted to be useful." The case made local news for about a week. Some called him a harmless old man. Others, a weirdo who deserved jail. One headline read, "Robin Hood of Repairs Arrested in Midnight Break-In." He was charged with 27 counts of unlawful entry and trespassing. He didn't go to prison. The judge gave him probation and ordered him to stop carrying tools unless it was for licensed work.
Carl agreed.
And just like that, it was over. But in that neighborhood, doors stayed locked a little tighter. And people started noticing the little things again.
a creaky hinge, a loose nail. And wondering, maybe, who else had been inside. Carl Reed never hurt anyone. He didn't steal. He didn't spy. He never even entered a bedroom. But what he did shook people.
Why?
Because the idea of someone walking into your home, even to help, feels like a violation. It erodes something we count on, the boundary between our world and the rest of the world. Carl's crime wasn't theft.
It was presence.
Being somewhere he shouldn't have been. Crossing into spaces where trust hadn't been granted, even if his intentions were honest. And yet, he raised a strange question. What if the person who breaks into your house makes it better? Can kindness exist without consent? Is it still good if it scares people? We like to believe that good and bad are separate. That criminals steal.
And helpers knock.
But stories like Carl's blur the lines. They live in the gray. And sometimes the scariest part of a crime isn't what was done, but what it makes us question about ourselves. This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host. Thanks for listening.
Until next time, stay open, stay curious, and stay safe.